So the question was asked, if someone hears a person speaking badly about a certain community because they have many children, and that drives their spouses to be overwhelmed, what should one reply? Which I understand to mean also a question of, well, is he right or is he wrong? So let's begin by saying that usually it's not right to speak badly about people. So I don't think that's much of a question. We don't have to judge other people. We have to figure out what the halacha wants us to do. So I think, firstly, let's focus internally. Let's focus on how we are supposed to build ourselves, not on what this community or that community. I don't think that's our job, to start gauging people. Communities, Baruch Hashem, have their rabbis, and that's their job. We have to figure out what our job is in the world. Which leads us then to the next question. Okay, so what's right? So that deserves an introduction. You guys are young. There's no one here that's married, to the best of my knowledge. So we're really dealing with an issue which is beyond where you're holding now, but we'll touch on it just because there are many misunderstandings in this area of halacha. This is probably the most misunderstood and incorrectly quoted area of halacha, the area of birth control. We have to understand that in order to permit the use of birth control, one must have very, very big shoulders in halacha. And many people apply the use of birth control based upon what their wife heard from the neighbor, who was told by her aunt that her second cousin's rabbi said to her 15 years ago. That's about as accurate as halacha gets when it comes to birth control to the masses. The masses, whatever she hears from her neighbor or whatever he thought he might have overheard from his friend who heard from a shiur, from a rabbi who overheard from, you know, that's about how accurate it goes. I get shyless. People come to me and they say, we're using birth control X or Y or Z, and now the question is such and such. And sometimes they feel the need to tell me, this is obviously mutter, you know that, right? it doesn't work that way. Like Rabbi Feinstein writes, when he has cases that he has to permit the use of birth control, so then he interviews the couple and sits with them and hears the issue out and thinks it through with them. And if at the end of everything all the reasons add up to legitimate to use birth control, then he tells them, okay, so for the next 3 months you could use whatever birth control is permissible for them. And in 3 months we'll meet again and we'll reanalyze whether it's permitted. He never gives permissibility for a year. He says this is a very weighty question. We have to analyze it again in 3 months, whether it's mutar or not. So we have to understand that technically we were given a mitzvah to bring children to the world. And we were given a gift, which is called children. And people think, I'll have them next year or the following year. It's not true. You're forgoing this year's baby and next year's baby, and you'll have the baby you would have had anyways in 3 years now, so you'll have two less children. It's not that you're just delaying it by 3 years. You're forgoing two children. You're going to have the third child. Meaning it's people play these games. It's like when they do abortions, they don't call them abortions. They have all kinds of terms for them. And sometimes they do an abortion when the baby's in the 9th month and they still call it an abortion. They don't want to call it murder. It's just an abortion, right? The baby can live. Take him out of the mother and he could live. He's alive. He's alive in there. That's an abortion. You know, words can sometimes whitewash all kinds of things. And it's a game. Now, we have to understand the weight of this question. This is a question that really you need someone with a very high caliber to answer when it would be permitted. It's not a question that the average rabbi can really answer. That being said, then the question is, what's a legitimate reason to permit it? So if we understand that this is a question that the average rabbi can't answer, and this is something that really needs the giants of the generation to answer. So then obviously we can't give an answer to that over here. We can say that if a person feels like his wife is going to be overwhelmed, or if a person feels like this is way beyond her strengths, then he should go and meet with his rabbi and figure out with him what's correct for them. And we're not saying that it's never permitted. We're just saying that in order for it to be permitted, it must be weighed very, very carefully. And this is unfortunately an area in halacha where people don't understand. They just don't know. People think, you know, if the rabbi told my neighbor that it's okay for him, so must be it's permitted, so it's okay for me. It doesn't work that way. In most halachas, it doesn't work that way. What a rabbi answers Mr. A is not the answer for Mr. B. That answer is given to Mr. A, and that's all you know. And in this area of halacha, it's even more so. And unfortunately, in this area, things are quoted, and even if they're not misquoted, they're misapplied. The permissibility of the use of birth control is case-oriented. Every specific case has to go to a big rabbi who will think it through. And I can only tell you a story that happened by me. A number of years ago, a couple from Machon Meir had a very serious issue where it was very serious and very clear, according to the guidelines of halacha, that they should be permitted to use birth control. So they called me up and they asked me if it's permitted. So I said, I can't give halachic ruling. It's beyond my shoulders. I need to call my Rebbe. I called up and I asked, and my Rebbe said, that's beyond your shoulders. You can't answer them. I said, but X, Y, and Z are the case factors. I know them. He studied here. He's a student from Machon Meir, and he's living in a place where there is no rabbi. I'm his rabbi. He has nothing else. So I was told, tell him to go and find the rabbi who will talk to him and understand him and think it through with him and give him the answer. You are not allowed to answer. Okay. 10 years passed. New couple. New problem. Very, very clear in their case it should be permitted. I can no longer reach the rabbis I had reached 10 years earlier. They called me up. Are they permitted to use birth control? I go to the rabbi I'm studying under now, and I say to him, here are the case factors. Can we tell this couple that it is permitted for what amount of time and which form of birth control? The rabbi who I'm studying under, who happens to be a rabbi that most rabbis, I don't know about most, but many rabbis of the communities in the Jerusalem area and outside the Jerusalem area also ask him their questions. He looks at me and says to me, that's beyond my shoulders, but I'll send you to Rav Vosner. You know Rav Vosner. He's like one of the top three rabbis today. There's Rav Eliashiv, there's Rav Vosner, and maybe another one or two of that caliber. You know, you're talking about like Rav Avadia Yosef. Like, Rav Vosner is considered, like, let's say, one of the top five. He says, that's beyond my shoulders. I can't tell you what to tell them. I never answer questions like that. But I'll put you in touch with Rav Vosner, with his court, and you could ask there. So that's 10 years later. I was still thinking, you know, maybe he'll tell me I could already answer it, right? So that's and that's a story from about a year ago. And he told me I don't answer those questions. And he's 20 years older than me, and I don't know how many years smarter and more experienced than me. So that's the tradition I have. So I can't answer you now and give you guidelines, even though there are certain things that are discussed in the poskim. Definitely if a couple feels like she's going to be overwhelmed and she's going to be depressed and it's beyond their financial ability or emotional ability or whatever the cause may be, they should have a rabbi they feel comfortable to and go and discuss it with him. And then they'll get the answer that is fitting for them. But it's not a question that can be addressed in that manner. Meaning it's a question that we have to understand the severity of the question. And unfortunately, it is probably the most misunderstood question in halacha today. But I'm happy you asked it.